Now, that right there was a very, very good first hour. But I'm all about looking ahead and not looking back. So let's get in hour number two. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. The program is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up later on this hour, we are talking Bills football. Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, joining us. They've got their double-digit wins. They're back in the postseason, and they've got a showdown against the Patriots. That's coming up at 40 past. Year in Review is Friday, so we are down to our last two shows, regular shows of the year. Podcast 109 dropping after the program. Andrew Hawkins is my guest. Looking forward to that. The ATP is coming up later on. 1-800-636-8686. Come on now. Get up in here. It's toll free. You're down to your last two regular shows. You're not getting through on Friday. Today and tomorrow are your last two opportunities to call the program. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. And once again, you can email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Now, this next take, my thoughts on this, are kind of tricky. I want to be careful with this. I always give this considerable thought. In fact, I gave serious thought to skipping it altogether because it involves a relative of an NFL player, not the NFL player himself, but a relative. And as a general rule on this program, in fact, since its inception, I try to stay away from family members of famous people. The athlete is going to be in the spotlight. That's part of the deal. That's what he or she signs up for. Family members, though, do not always ask for that kind of attention. Sometimes they love it. Sometimes they want it, but they're not the ones who signed up for it. You know, that's collateral damage. They're along for the ride. They may not want that attention. With that in mind, and I thought about maybe not doing this at all, but with that in mind, if you're facing 21 charges related to illegally owning and then releasing a wild cat, there is a very good chance you might get mentioned on the program. Whether you have a connection to sports or not, whether or not your son is famous or not, if the story's that wild and involving a wild cat, and it is. You see, in this case, the man facing 21 charges related to illegally owning and then releasing a wild cat is none other than Ezekiel Elliott's dad. Now, before we get into this, I want to be very clear about one more thing. I said a wild cat, not a wildcat. Two words, not one. Wild, as in normally not kept in captivity. Wild cat, not wildcat. According to the Columbus Dispatch, Stacy Elliott, also known as Stacy El Mohammed, quote, was charged Tuesday by the Ohio Department of Agriculture, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, the Fairfield Area Humane Society, and Fairfield County Dog Warden. Damn! They leave anybody out. Did the Department of Commerce not want any of that? No word from the Department of Youth Services. The Office of Budget and Management was too busy to show up. Does the Chamber of Commerce think that they're better than him? Does Robert Dasmati? Isn't that the very reason that Ross gave up his dream spot here? To chase that elusive and ridiculous dream that he had elsewhere? Listen, I don't want to repeat myself, but if I have said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. You do not want to be charged with offenses by the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Natural Resources, the Humane Society, and the Dog Warden all at once. If those two cabinet departments and the Humane Society and the Dog Warden show up on your doorstep, man, you got problems. Especially if the Dog Warden is there. What the hell could this possibly mean? What on earth could you possibly do that would unite these four different forces? Four. It all goes back to October. A sheriff's office received a call about a bobcat attacking a dog. According to the initial report, when the deputies arrived, they saw the cat. They felt threatened. They shot the cat. As it turns out, it was not a bobcat. It was a serval. Yes, a serval. An exotic cat that stands about 2 feet tall and can weigh up to 40 pounds. And from looking at the pics, it's got quite a set of teeth on it. Which is why the state of Ohio has classified it as a, quote, dangerous wild animal. It requires you to have a permit. How many times have you tuned into this program and heard me say the following? It is illegal to own a serval in Ohio without a permit. Man, everybody knows that. The sun rises in the east, and you have to have a permit to own a serval in Ohio. And if an official hits you with, sir, do you have a permit for that serval? Man, you better have the right answer. And the right answer is, yes, sir, I do. Because if that's not your answer, they're going to throw the whole damn book at you. And everybody knows it, and they should. And this is where it gets really weird. Because according to one report, El Mohammed did not have a permit to own that serval, but also denied that he was the owner of the serval. Quote, investigators spoke with El Mohammed, who said he was keeping the serval, but wasn't the owner. According to a news release from the state agriculture department. End of quote. Ah, of course, the old, this isn't my serval, I'm holding it for a friend excuse. Man, if I've heard that once, I've heard that a million times. You know, like, I have never knowingly taken any PEDs. The dog ate my homework. That's not my serval. It's my friend's. I'm just watching him. Man, you had to know that Zeke's pop would throw that card. Just as you had to know there was no way that was going to work. Quote, investigators used a microchip in the serval to trace its ownership, determining it had been sold to El Mohammed, who did not hold the required permit to own a serval in Ohio. End of quote. Again, I feel like I'm repeating myself here, but there are two rules in life. The internet is written in ink. And the microchips in a serval never lie. Man, once that microchip is in that serval, you cannot unring that bell. I keep telling you people this, but you will not listen. You never, ever listen. I want you to say, you need to be a responsible serval owner. And by responsible, I mean you get your permit to carry that serval. Don't be walking around with a serval and no permit. And if you don't have one, you sure as hell don't try to duck out of it and say it's not your serval. I mean, come on now. Like, I want to say that, but I can't. The reason I can't is I've got this other question rattling around my head right now that I can't shake. I got to know this. First and foremost, I have to know this. Who the hell owns a serval in the first place? Seriously, who owns an animal like that? And why? Snake guy can't believe serval guy is real. Better yet, why don't we back up one more time? What the hell is a serval? Like, I know it's a rare cat, but who sees a serval and thinks, damn, I need one of those. How do I get one of those? I want that half tiger, half cougar. How do I get that half tiger, half cougar? And can I get a big ass scratching post? And what kind of a cat serval litter box do I need for that? And what do I feed that half cat, half cougar? Do I feed him other neighborhood pets? And who sells that? How do you get one? Who's selling a serval? Is it Amazon Prime? Is there a serval breeder? And when it comes to servals, is it better to adopt and not shop? Can you go to a serval rescue? Does the local pet store have serval adoption days? So many questions. And just know this. Whatever you do, however you get that serval, man, you better get a permit. And you better not just allow it to escape, because that's one of the charges that Zeke's pop is facing. Allowing dangerous wild animal to escape. And again, what does that even mean? Was he going free range serval? Or did he just get tired of having a serval and just let it go? Or is he one of those horrible people that decide that owning a dog is just too hard, so they're going to, quote, take him for a ride? you know, take that dog into some other neighborhood and drop it off. Take it for a ride. I know a few people have done that. See you in hell. Here are a couple other charges that he's facing. Possession of a dangerous wild animal. Failure to have dangerous wild animal signage at property entrance. Failure to have dangerous wild animal signage on a cage. Failure to notify of a dangerous wild animal escape. Like, dude, this could not have gone any worse for you. I'm going to have to hold up my hand and say, hey, I didn't know that was a crime. I didn't know that keeping dangerous wild animals and have them not escape is something that's important. Let me tell you something. If I had a dangerous wild animal and it escaped, I damn well would call somebody. I would say something. Like if I had a pet rhino and it got away, I would call somebody. If I had a pet serval, if I even knew what a serval was before now and it got away, I would call somebody. And you know, if I'm talking about the Ohio Department of Agriculture, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, the Fairfield Area Humane Society, and the Fairfield County Dog Warden, you know they mean business. Bottom line is this, and why this is no laughing matter. 8 of the 21 charges are first-degree misdemeanors, and a first-degree misdemeanor carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Theoretically, my man could be facing jail time for having an unlicensed serval. Hope that was worth it, although I know it wasn't. In other words, to quote Patrick Beverly, when it comes to serval and serval-related crimes, we ain't bleeping around.
No, we ain't f***ing around.
Again, I hate to ever drag a family member into it, but I'll make you a deal, Pops. You stop buying unlicensed wild animals, releasing them into the public, and lying about it, and I promise I will keep your name out my mouth.
Keep my name out your mouth.
How's that sound? Had no idea what a serval was. I do now. And unfortunately, so does the neighbor, because that serval tried to eat their dog. That answers the question, what do you feed a serval? Other neighborhood pets. Wow. Zeke, did you have a little chat with your pops? It always comes around, right? You know, it used to be like when you're raising kids, you got to sit your kid down and explain the ways of the world. And then at some point that flips, and the kid is telling the old man how things are. Can't wait till Logan tries to roll up on me with, yo, Pops, I got a few things for you. It's kind of like that general manager of that radio station who once told me, oh, Adam Hawk. Oh, let me tell you about Adam Hawk. One day we will all work for him. Actually, you know what? One day you'll work for him. I know I won't. You will. I've got the year interview coming up on Friday. An Adam Hawk special. Adam Hawk along with Alvin DeLauro. That's going to be a big one. 2019. If you like Alvin's week that was, imagine then Alvin's year that was. I want to hear from a serval owner. Where did you get it? What is it like? Is it domesticated? Do you let it sleep with you? Hey, Rome. Ezekiel Elliott's dad released a wild cat. My dad once released a saber-toothed tiger. Signed, Frank Gore. Steven PHX, I don't even get that. I don't even get that. Oh, I get it. You're calling Frank old. Oh, that's funny. Really funny. Hey, Jim, if Ezekiel Elliott's dad needs help with the serval cat, he can contact me. Signed, Kevin Mitchell. Paul in Albany wore Rome's sister's cat. All right, really quickly, before I go to break, I want to make a couple of things clear. Wore Rome's sister's cat. She has a name. She's my sister. I know her. Why would she sign it Rome's sister? And it wasn't her cat. It was the family cat. And that's a very sad story that you don't need to keep resetting. My sister, when she was young, took the cat for a walk on a leash. Let's just say the cat got away from her and was running down the street with the leash behind. The cat climbed a tree. It ended very badly. Why is that funny to you? It's not funny to me or the family, all right? In terms of sincerely Kevin Mitchell, I've said this time and time again. Mitch, from me to you, if you're watching, what's up, Mitch? How you doing? You still made the greatest defensive play I've ever seen in my life. You're an MVP. Big time. Memo to anybody who knows Mitch, who's watching or listening, do not run this back to Mitch that I was disrespecting or talking junk. If there's one rule I have in this world, it is I do not disrespect or talk junk about Kevin Mitchell. Never have, never will. And you know why that is? Mitch scares me. Still, I love Kevin Mitchell. So if any of you, Mitch, if any of you are running this back to him, Paul in Albany is the dope you're looking for, not me. I've done this a million times with athletes. This has come up so many times over the years. I mentioned this earlier. When an athlete is upset with something I said, I always say, okay, hold up. Did you hear me say it? No, no, my boy told me. Okay, what did your boy tell you? He said, I didn't say that, insert athlete. What I said is this. I don't want this going back to Kevin Mitchell the wrong way. The dope in question is Paul in Albany. Hey, Rome, I'll chase down Wildcat any day of the week. Steve Garvey. Mitch from Buffalo. Like, Mitch, you're a weird dude, dude. You're a weird dude. Mitch, you had like a thing going, right? I actually took notice where I'm like, this guy's all right. And then the second I said that, you went right down the gutter. A Steve Garvey chasing Wildcat reset. Now you're on notice for the wrong thing, Mitch. You're close to getting blocked, and you know I don't block anybody.
We see cat, mate.
You know, when Elk said that back in the day, what year is that, Alvin? You don't even have a year on that, right? We see cat, mate. That was Elk with D-Mac back in the day. And, quote, we see cat, mate. I don't know where they were. I don't know if they were at a pet store. I don't know if they were at a breeder. I don't know if they were looking for a serval. I don't know. Elk said, we see cat, mate. Anyway, Jordan Poyer, Bills Mafia, mate. It's coming up later on. I do want to talk about the Pro Bowl. I will get into that momentarily. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than Untuck It, the original Untuck shirt. It's hard to find a shirt that looks good untucked. That's because they were never meant to be worn that way. Untuck It shirts, though, were designed to be worn untucked, so they fall at just the right length and they always look sharp. And not only do they look good, they feel amazing. Did you know that Untuck It has more than 50 fits? So tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages will love the fit of Untuck It shirts this holiday season. Try some bestsellers like the wrinkle-free button-downs, the super soft flannels, the all-new outerwear, and more. In the meantime, get 20% off your first purchase with the code ROME at untuckit.com or go to any of their 80 retail stores. If you're looking for the perfect gift for everybody on your list, look no further than Untuck It, the original Untuck shirt. Use the code ROME, get 20% off your first purchase, untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm leaning in. You know the phrase that you gotta lean into it. I'm leaning in to the holiday cards on the bump back. I just saw my man John in New York. John in New York, hey, John. Photoshopped himself into the Rome throne. Still. Sunday, the NFL on CBS features teams making their final push towards the playoffs. Many of you will see a battle in Cleveland with the Ravens and the Browns, or you might get Pittsburgh and the Jets. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific on CBS. I love that show. I love being on that show, and I love that show during the holiday season. Love football during the holidays. Make sure you look for that. Speaking of which, Jordan Poyer, Bills safety, defense deserves more credit than it's getting. And I'm here to do my part. We're talking Bills football coming up next segment. Meantime, let's go to the phones. We go to Toledo, Ohio. Garrett. Garrett, what's going on? How are you?
Good, Jim. Thanks. First of all, man, have you seen a picture of these servals yet? I looked at it during your show, and these things are evolutionary marvels, man. I hate cats, and I want one. Second, would you expect anything else from Ezekiel Elliott's dad? I mean, this dude last year was actually attending the 30-person mob that was defending Urban Meyer during the whole Zach Smith debacle. This dude craves attention, as you mentioned.
Garrett, you know what I'm going to do with that? I'm going to rack that call. I like that. He goes, have you seen these cats? I looked up this cat while you were talking about it. I hate cats, and this is an evolutionary marvel. I want one. I love cats. I said it. I'm looking right in the camera. I'm speaking right into the microphone. Man, I'm not ashamed of that at all. I love cats. I'm a big animal guy, period. Love dogs, love horses. I love cats. I got a couple of badass cats, man. Totally different dudes. Cody the Ragdoll cat. Man, that cat's something else. For so many years, I loved that cat, and he just hated my guts. Like, no love, no respect. He's coming around, though, man. I've worn him down. So I got Cody the Ragdoll cat, and he was a purebred. We got that cat from a breeder. Very expensive cat. And then we have his broham, Sapphire, the rescue cat, which cost me nothing except his shots. Cody the Ragdoll cat is like this, like feline. He's a handsome cat, man. He's a really good-looking cat. If you go to my Instagram feed, I've got a couple of pictures up. You'd have to go back. I don't hammer you with it. He's just like this sleek, athletic. He's just a bitching cat, man. Sapphire, on the other hand, is a big fat ass. But he's cool. He's cool. He's nice. I had a good thing going. We had two cats. We got them at the exact same time. Like, we needed one cat and couldn't decide between these two cats, so we got both cats. Like, when you want to have a kid, and then you inevitably end up with twins, and it's great. That's what happened with the cats. And then when we had the two cats, I wanted to name them Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay Sapphire.
Janet would not sign off on that. She let me have Bombay. Or I should say Sapphire, but not Bombay. I mean, that was like a no-brainer, right? Hey, cool cats, Rome. What are their names? Bombay Sapphire.
Sapphire.
She killed that. Ruined a good thing. So we have Cody, and we have Sapphire. I like cats. That guy goes, I hate cats. But the serval is an evolutionary marvel. It's a trip. You know how I know it's a trip? You need a freaking permit to own one. You need a license. You need a license. So if you know that, just get the license. If the cat is that important to you, get the license. And whatever you do, don't release that dangerous animal into the public. It's a wild animal. And if you do, you better report it. And if you keep it and you own it, you better have signage which says you own it. And Zeke's dad got that all wrong. In terms of the whole thing about how his dad was one of the guys that was battling for Herb, right. He was on staff at one time. Of course. Today is National Signing Day. I have an update for you. Spoiler alert. Dabo Swinney is killing the game. Again. So if you're one of those people who's had enough of him or enough of them, bad news. That dynasty ain't going anywhere. It's just getting bigger and stronger. When we come back, we're talking Bills football. Jordan Poyer joins us. End of the year. What do you want to talk about? I know sometimes at the end of the year, some of you just want to come in, tie a bow on it, wrap things up, share your thoughts. This is the day and tomorrow also to do that sort of thing. You can't do it on Friday. This is our last week of the year on the program. All right, so Jordan Poyer's next. Third hour is wide open. Time for a sports update. Here it is. More importantly, it's time for...
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jim.
Tater, the cat is in. I just saw the holiday card. I love it. CBS Sports Network, bumping all your cards back. Goodbye, Windows 7. Hello, Windows 10. Dell's holiday sale helps you save big on the latest business computers with Intel Core processors, and you get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL, 877-BUY-DELL. Bills, Pats, Saturday. Can't wait for that game. Jordan Poyer is going to join me momentarily. At KSWood43 tweets, so you love your cats, huh? Ever thought of getting tats of your cats? No. I have no ink. If that's your ATP, hey, Rome, you got any ink? No, I do not. Would you? Sure. Would you get one of your cat, Cody the Ragdoll cat? No. Hawk would. Hawk did. But right when I thought that was an all-time dope move, and not the good kind of dope, just the dope kind of move, Holly Robinson Pete saw him at Super Bowl, and she was all about it. She's like, damn, he's got a tat of his kitty cat.
The kitty cat on the forearm, that's hot.
The kitty cat on the forearm is hot. Holly Robinson Pete said that. Also a member of the catalog. Check her out. A recent episode of the Jim Rome podcast. All right, so if you're listening right now, we're going to change up. Poyer, Jordan Poyer, is lifting. He will be at the top of the hour. Meaning we are open right now. 1-800-636-8686. Getting his pump in. Which will give me an opportunity to open the phones up to you. Listen, once again, I know that some of you get a little dusty, get a little emotional, want to give thanks. Whatever it is you want to do at the end of the year, you should do it right now. Because we're halfway through today's show, then we have tomorrow's show, and then Friday is Alvin's look back at the year that was. You will not get through that day. Call me right now. In the meantime, I want to talk Richard Sherman. If you had thought that Richard Sherman had lost anything at all that makes him Richard Sherman, you'd be wrong. Dead wrong. He is 31. And yes, he's no longer the face of a famous secondary with some incredible gloss. But Sherm does not need the Legion of Boom to be Sherm. He's still running on broil mode in the Bay. He's an enormous part of why the 49ers are every bit as real and legit and dangerous as I've been saying that they are. And yesterday, a profile piece dropped in Bleacher Report that confirmed all of that. Not that I needed it, but it did. Because right off the very top, Sherm told the Digital Rag that he still has that enormous chip on his shoulder. Quote, you never lose it. You never lose the way people treat you, the way people slight you, because they're always looking for a way to slight you. I feel like I've gotten respect in spurts. Now they're like, oh, he's a veteran. No, I'm still the best to play in the game. End quote. And by the way, he's not wrong. He's not just saying it. He's not wrong. Pro Football Focus has Sherm rated as the second highest corner in the entire league, ahead of people like Stephon Gilmore and Tre'Davious White. Two really good players. So dude's not wrong when he says, when he's out here in 2019 saying the exact same thing that he said back when he swatted that ball away from Michael Crabtree in 2013.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
Incredible. I mean, I can remember pretty clearly how people freaked out on that, how upset people were. Man, that is so good. That is the most amazing fuel ever. Don't you ever talk about me, or that's what's going to happen to you.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Crabtree, don't you open your mouth about the best. Or I'm going to shut it for you real quick. L.O.B.
All right, before... And Joe, back over to you.
If you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's what you're going to get. If you open your mouth, I will shut it real quick. Man, if they could bottle that, I would pay any amount of money for it.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Peak Sherm, right there. And nothing's changed in 6 years, really, except where he balls. He told Bleacher Report 5 months before yesterday's piece dropped, quote, "If people understood what I was built of, there wouldn't be a lot of questions," end quote. And when they followed up and said, "Well, what are you built of? What are you made of?" His response was, and I quote, "Bleep that they don't make no more," end of quote. Telling the world that you're built of bleep that they no longer make is about as good as it gets. And again, it is accurate because the Seahawks were more than happy to let this guy hit free agency after he exploded his Achilles back in 2017 because they thought that his best days were behind him. They want to shop him around. According to Sherm, they told him as much. So he told them, "Don't disrespect me, just let me go." And they did. And this entire piece is worth a read because it's really insightful. A super insightful look into a super insightful guy who's equal parts savage and equal parts savant. This dude is so focused and so smart and so tactical, and he is a savage. But to me, the crowning moment, at least to me, is when Sherm talked about why he picked the 49ers over the Raiders and over the Lions when those three teams all picked up the blower and lobbed him a call. Sherm said that he knew D coordinator Robert Saleh from his time in Seattle, and getting to play the Hawks twice a year definitely factored in. He wanted that shot. But he also told Bleacher Report he'd been watching their film for 2 years. He liked the talent. He liked the players on the team. He just did not like the coach at the time. He called the schemes, quote, "awful." And then he said, quote, "I don't know what the bleep they were running when Jim Tom Sula was there," end quote. Oh, hell yes. Just when you thought that you would never hear that name ever again, Sherm makes sure to go on record with it. Quote, "I don't know what the bleep they were running when Jim Tom Sula was there," end quote. Yeah, I don't need to tell Sherm this, but I'm pretty sure Tom Jim Sula did not know what the hell they were running at that time either.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
One more time.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
To this day, I've never had my brain more scrambled than when I first heard Jim Tom Sula answer a question by saying, "I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either."
And that's some kind of mind-melting double negative. And it really was a microcosm of how confused and overmatched he was in that spot. And then Sherm dropped Tom Sula by name when referencing how talented the 49ers were, but having no idea, quote, "what the bleep they were running when Jim Tom Sula was there."
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
I have not heard Tom Jim Sula's name since he told a reporter last year in D.C. how to drink a beer. Quote, "freezing cold Pabst Blue Ribbon, and then put a pinch of salt in it, change your life," end quote. You best believe I've been salting all my PBRs ever since Tom Sula told everybody it would change their lives. I don't know if it's done that. I just know that when Tom Jim Sula speaks, I for one listen. If this guy told me to jump off a bridge, I might. So I was pretty pumped to hear Richard Sherman bring Tom Sula back into the news, especially to convey his bewilderment over what the hell Tom Sula was doing with that defense in San Francisco. A total drive-by on this guy, and I love it. There's also another great story in there about how Panthers QB Kyle Allen, who I like. I like Kyle Allen. But there's a piece or a story in that piece about how Kyle Allen told a 49ers wide receiver he was going to target Sherm's side of the field before their Week 8 game in the Bay Area. And that worked its way back to Sherm, who said, quote, "make sure you do that, please. I have fed my family for a long time with people making decisions like that," end quote. And what happened? Sherm picked off Allen, and the 49ers stomped the Panthers 51-13. So a lot of people left Richard Sherman for dead. And yet here he is. Because y'all don't know what he's built of. Bleep they no longer make. 31 years old, balling out at an elite level, on his way back to the Pro Bowl, nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award and still killing dudes on the field with his play and off the field with his mouth. Ask Jim Tom Sula. Ask Kyle Allen. Read about it now in that piece. Richard Sherman, same as he ever was, and that's a damn good thing, right? Now, Tom Jim Sula, do not blow your response. We all want to hear from you yet again.
Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things are...
Wait, what? What was that?
Nothing but respect for them.
A lot of examples in football history of good quarterbacks losing their confidence after things are...
Damn, Tom. What's up with you, Jim?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Yeah, right.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Ever. Richard Sherman, same as he ever was, and really has not lost anything at all. And it's a damn good thing. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. Northern California. 49ers, to me, regardless of what has happened in recent weeks, look to me still like they're Super Bowl good. Let's go there right now. Walker in Northern California. Walker, what's up? How are you?
Great, man. Romy, thank you for the vine, brother. Just I try not to call in because I know that more of us and less of you is hurting the program, Jim. It's not helping it. But this year, man, I just feel like the Radio Hall of Fame nod, being a lifelong Jim Rome fan. I'm 45 this year, man. I've been listening to you since I was 15, living in the valley of the people of the dirt down in SoCal. Back before Hacksaw was asking to see lightning bolts and a certain Zen radio personality was feeling you. Brother, just your career, the new podcast stuff, I've been binging. Everything is epic. And I just want to say, man, that Hall of Fame nod was way too late. Just continue with more of you. This whole end of the year in review should actually be your career in review. Love everything you do, man, and just know that you're a part of people's lives. That you don't know, man, but they know you, and just epic, keep everything going, and war the XR4TI crew getting matching serval tattoos for Christmas. I'm out, Jim. Thank
you,
man.
Appreciate you, Walker. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. It's really nice. Really nice. 45 years old, and he's been listening to me since he was 15? It's possible. Maybe even likely. Yeah, no, I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Walker. Good looking out. Now, the year in review is not about me. I mean, I may have a couple of moments in the year in review, but there's a lot to cover in the year in review. It's going to be great. And I appreciate your thoughts also on the Hall of Fame. Definitely not too late. I'm not even going to say better late than never. Although there was a vibe in that room that maybe some others should have gone in sooner. I'm not about that life. I'm thrilled to be in. Amazing honor. I loved it. And I loved that I went in with my guys, Kevin and Bean. That made it even better. Listen, from me to you, we're growing this thing. I'm not looking for an off-ramp. I have no exit strategy. I mentioned to you that we're thinking about rebooting the World Tour next year. I've got lots of different thoughts and lots of different things I'm working on to make it better. Right? You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Nobody stays the same. Rome, that story about Zeke's dad was weird. But not as weird as when I laid down my rap song about the Panthers dominating their foe. Signed, Ked Woodley.
Carolina Panthers with sharp teeth and claws. We growl to win this game. We call pro football. Our offense and defense so intense. Your team will be the losers if you got a lick of sense. You dig the NFL, my lyrics and my rhymes.
Does that remind you of Parody Larry? That was Ked Woodley in 2015. Parody Larry parodied that when he bum-rushed the set in the Bay Area, the weakest Super Bowl. All right, so when we come back, Jordan Poyer is scheduled to join us. We'll look for that next. And there's still a time or an opportunity for you to get through 1-800-636.